各位主内弟兄姐妹同工，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters and workers。
感谢主带领我们神训班已经进入了第一个安息日哈，已经到一半了。
Thank the Lord that NYTS has reached our first Sabbath。
我们也感谢伯恩教会的接待。
And we thank Bowen Park Church for their hospital。
过去一个礼拜在这边学习，有非常舒服的环境。还有得到大家的照顾。
This past week we have a very comfortable learning environment and everyone took care of us.
愿主耶稣的恩惠、慈爱、圣灵的感动常常与弟兄姐妹跟教会同在。
May the grace and love and the movement of the Holy Spirit be with the brothers and sisters.
这次我们的课题里面有一个是要学习箴言中的智慧。
And this time we will learn about wisdom of Proverbs in one of our classes.
圣经里面有几卷书是特别强调智慧的话语。
And there are a few books in the Bible that emphasize wisdom.
其中一卷就是箴言。
One of them is the Proverbs.
那为什么箴言它有真的智慧呢？
Why does the Proverbs have true wisdom?
因为它告诉我们要怎么来敬畏神。
Because it tells us how to fear God.
怎么才能办法从神那边得到真正的福气跟喜乐平安。
How to receive blessing and true joy and peace from God.
常常我们觉得要思考一个问题。
Many times we think about one question.
到底我们的信仰的本质是什么？
What is the essence of our faith?
是不是只是来求平安？
Is it to ask for peace?
或是得恩典？
Or to receive blessings?
或是以后要去天国？
Or in the end, we will go to heaven.
当然这个都是我们所追求的。
Of course, we pursue these things.
所以有今生跟来世的福气。
So we have blessing in this life and the life to come.
但是问题是要怎么样得到？
But how do we obtain it?
我们通常会比较强调就是靠着主耶稣的恩典。
Usually we emphasize it is through the grace of Jesus.
凭着信心
through faith,
能够得到主耶稣的救赎的大恩。
Then we can obtain the salvation of Jesus.
但是有另一个方面也不能忽略的。
But we cannot neglect one other thing.
就是信了主之后要怎么来改变自己。
It's after we believe in the Lord, how do we change ourselves?
基督教的信仰这个很根本的就是要对付自己还有改变自己的生命。
The foundation of a Christian life is to change our own lives.
跟其他的宗教很不一样。
That's very different from other religions.
其他的宗教就是一直求神问佛来求平安得他们要求的东西。
In other religions, people will ask their gods for peace.
但是我们的信仰是真实的信仰。
But our faith is a true faith.
我们怎么样才可以得到从神来的平安喜乐？
How can we obtain joy and peace from God?
其实是对我们自己的灵修也有很重要的关系。
That one of the key parts is our spiritual cultivation.
我们常常会看重于为神做了多少工。
Many times we look at how much work we've done for the Lord.
或者是聚会一个礼拜来几次。
Or how many times we come to service.
奉献了多少钱跟体力。
How much money we have offered.
但是最重要的，在神面前有一件事不可少的。
But one thing that cannot lack in front of God.
你信了主到现在了，到底你的自己有没有跟原来的自己不一样？
After we believe in the Lord, have we changed?
这个就是所谓的科技灵修的功夫了。
And that is the work of spiritual cultivation.
有人问一个问题。
And some people will ask.
所罗门曾经从神那边领受了那么多的智慧。
King Solomon has received so much wisdom from God.
没有人可以超过他。
No one transcends him.
为什么他到老的时候还会拜偶像、犯罪、得罪神？
How come he sins and worships idols when he was old?
难道他不知道对与错吗？
Was it because he did not know right from wrong?
难道他不会分辨吗？
Was it because he did not discern?
他肯定是会的。
He did.
但是知道是一件事情。
But knowing is one thing.
有没有每日努力的去克制自己的不好的欲望，又另外一种事情。
To overcome bad desires is another thing.
所以就好像我们的草地一样。
Just like our grass.
每个人都知道漂亮的草地要怎么弄才会好。
We know how to have a good-looking grass.
要施肥，要除草，要浇水。
You need to fertilize and water it.
但是每个人的草地长得都不一样。
But everyone's grass is different.
当你看到别人的草地很绿，长得密密的时候，看看自己的家里的草地的时候，就会慨叹。
When you saw someone else's grass is greener than yours.
都是我没有花心思在我的草地上面。
You realize it's because you didn't put much effort in it.
像我家的草地就是只种了杂草。
My grass is all full of weeds.
因为没有花心思去保养它。
Because I did not spend effort to take care of it.
我们的灵性就是另外一片的草地。
And our spirituality is a field of grass.
肉物质的这个草地, 你不保养它, 也不会影响你得救。
When we don't take care of our physical grass, it doesn't affect our salvation.
心灵的草地, 如果不去保养它,
But the grass in our heart, if we don't take care of it,
那它就会越来越跟神要的样子是不一样。
Then it will change from what God desires.
曾经有一个工人, 他有非常大的恩赐。
There was one time a worker, he was very gifted.
也做很多美好的圣工。
And he did many holy works.
但是他后来失败了。
But in the end, he failed.
后来犯罪了。
He sinned.
有信徒问他,
And some believer asked him,
你那么会讲道,
You're good at giving sermons.
为什么你会做这种事情?
How come you did such thing?
他慨叹, 他叹气了。
And he sighed.
顾着做圣工, 没有灵修。
All he did was doing holy work, he did not cultivate.
到最后就做错了事情。
And in the end, he made mistakes.
就醒过来的时候已经太晚了。
When he realized it, it was too late.
所以看来啊, 克服自己, 灵修的功夫, 还是最实在的, 也是最重要的。
So to overcome ourselves and to spiritual cultivate is the most important part.
你为神外在的功夫, 做了多少的功夫, 都是身外的。
When you, the works that you do for God is out external.
在我们身体之外的,
it's outside of our body.
但是呢, 要对付自己的肉体的软弱呢, 却是一辈子内在的功夫。
But to fight our physical weaknesses, that's internal.
所以我们从箴言里面来谈谈几点, 要怎么样努力来克服自己做好灵修的功夫。
So we will learn from Proverbs a few points how to cultivate.
第一点, 我们要追求克己慎言。 就是要小心自己的语言。
First, we will learn how to control our speech.
我们每一个人每天都会讲话。
And everyone talk every day.
还有我们讲的话还不少。
And we talk a lot.
如果你从一早起来到睡觉, 把所有的话记录下来的话, 你会发觉说, 怎么我讲那么多话?
From the moment you wake up to when you go to bed, you'll realize how many words you said.
因为可以发音, 就是透过这条舌头。
We can talk because of our tongue.
圣经说啊, 舌头在身体里面可以说是一个其中最小的一个部分。
Bible says tongue is the least of member of our body.
但是呢, 这个舌头啊, 却影响你个人, 家人, 国家, 生死存亡的一个因素。
But this tongue can influence your life, your family's life, and your country.
圣经说, 从来没有人可以控制舌头。
Bible says no one can tame the tongue.
如果可以完全控制舌头, 你就是完全人。
If you can tame the tongue, then you are perfect.
但是这个世界没有完全人。
But this world, there is no one's perfect.
所以看来我们在语言上的缺失, 只是说有比较好, 或者是完全失控的两种而已。
So the only two types in our speech is to have some control and to have complete loss of control.
但是虽然我们不完全, 还是要努力。
Even though we're not perfect, we have to strive.
除非有一天我们不能讲话了。
Unless one day we cannot talk.
那就完全了。
Then we are perfect.
躺在床上发不出来, 哎, 那个时候就不得不完全了。
When you lie in the bed and cannot talk, then you are perfect.
但是我们总不希望等到那一天不能讲话, 才不会讲错话。
But we don't want to wait until that day to be perfect.
希望我们能够讲话的时候, 就能够追求完全。
Hopefully when we can still talk, then we pursue perfectness.
那怎么样来追求完全, 就是我们要学习的。
And how do we become perfect, then we will learn about it.
首先呢, 我们要看看, 不好的言语有什么恶劣的后果?
First, we'll learn about the bad results from our bad speech.
箴言里面有讲很多。
There are many things in Proverbs.
我们看箴言。
Let's look at Proverbs.
15章。 15章的第四节。
Chapter 15, verse 4.
温良的舌是生命树, 乖谋的嘴使人心碎。
Verse 4, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, a perverseness, and it breaks the spirit.
这里说啊, 有两种的舌头, 两种的语言。
There are two types of tongues.
如果你讲话是有智慧的,
If your speech is full of wisdom,
还有讲出来呢, 是很温和的,
and it's very gentle,
那就好像一棵生命树, 会给人家生命。
It's like a tree of life giving life.
本来你心情很幽闷, 那听到那么好的话, 鼓励的话, 你会得到造就。
You were in a bad mood, but when you receive such words, you will be edified.
但是不好的语言呢, 乖谋的话呢, 就会让人家的心呢, 好像打破了, 破碎了这样子。
But a perverse tongue can break the spirit.
一个很漂亮的玻璃杯, 水晶杯在你手上。
It's like a crystal glass in your hand.
你把它放手了，掉在地上。
You lose and you let it drop and falls.
就破碎了。
Then it'll break.
虽然还是水晶，但是呢，已经不一样了。
Even though it's still crystal, but it's different.
有多少的这个婚姻呢的破碎啊？不是因为外遇，而是因为啊，两夫妻讲话互相伤害对方。
Many broken marriages, they are not from outside affairs, but it's because harmful words.
当然，你可以说有一半的婚姻的失败跟第三者有关系。
Of course, there are some marriages they fail because of affairs.
但是另外一半呢，可以说是完全跟外人没有关系的。
But the other half is not influenced by others.
这是为什么还会走到破碎不能挽回的地步呢？
Then how come these marriages fail?
因为有一些人没有智慧。
Because some people don't have wisdom.
他们会常常用负面的话语。伤害对方
they will use negative words to hurt others
攻击对方
to attack others
为了要保护自己要把对方讲得体无全乎或者是很坏
they will attack others in words to protect themselves
那因为对方受了伤了
because the other half is hurt
他也要想要保护自己
they want to protect themselves as well
所以也会口出恶言
then they will also use bad words
所以两个人这样子来来回回经过一段时间之后
When they come, go back and forth.
这个爱情啊，本来是美满的。结婚那一天本来是美好的。
The love was perfect when they got married.
啊，他们结婚那一天，两个在神的面前，在宣誓的时候，都是说 "I do"， 都是我要，或者是我是。
When they give the oath in front of God, they say "I do."
啊，但是因为经过语言长期的伤害之后
，But after a period of hurtful words,
两个人就是 "I don't"， 就是我没有办法再忍下去了。
They will start saying, "I don't."
啊，这个掉下来的玻璃杯啊，就破碎了。
A glass that was dropped is broken.
啊，因为我在注目教会弟兄姐妹的相处当中啊，也访问了很多家庭，也认识了他们。
And in the church I pastor, there I visited a lot of families.
现在教会里面其实有很多家庭的问题。
And in church, there are actually a lot of problems in families.
其实大家不讲而已。
It just people don't talk about it.
要讲的话，其实每一家都有问题。
If you want to talk about it, every family has their problem.
只是有大的问题还是小的问题而已。
Big problems or small problems.
啊，比较有智慧的人，一开始问题的时候，哎，要忍住我的嘴巴。
Those who are wiser, when there are problems, they will try to hold their tongue.
啊，生气的时候不要乱骂人，不要乱讲话。
But then get angry, they will keep silent.
啊，那没有智慧的人呢，他就一直伤害对方。
And those who are not wise, they will hurt others.
这里说啊，你没有智慧的话语，乖谬的话，会让你的心呢破碎了一样。
A perverse tongue will break the spirit.
啊，有一些父母跟儿女的关系也是一样。
And it's the same with some parents and their children.
为什么有一些孩子等着长大那一天，第一天成人了，他就要离开这个家
？Why is it some children will leave their home when they become adults?
啊。他能够独立的第一天，他就要远走高飞。
The first day they become independent, they will leave.
不再跟家里联络。
They don't talk with the family.
为什么
？Why?
因为他的心已经破碎了。
Because their hearts are broken.
父母在他的成长过程当中讲了很多让他心碎的话。
Parents have spoken a lot of words that break their heart.
父母觉得自己是为他好。
The parents feel that they have good intentions.
是我要教你。
I'm teaching you.
但是听的人呢，心就已经碎了。
But the listener, their hearts are broken.
啊，那。事实已经造成了，要改变也没办法了。
And when it's a fact, you cannot change it.
所以啊，这里说乖谬的嘴会使人家的心破碎。
It says a perverseness and it breaks the spirit.
包括夫妻之间的感情。
The relationship between husband and wife.
父母跟儿女的感情。
The relationship between parents and children.
甚至几十年的友情啊，也是可以因为你一句讲错的话呢，会让它消灭了。
Even a long time friendship, you can destroy it with hurtful words.
啊，我们再看那个十二章的十八节。
Let's look at chapter 12, verse 18.
十二章的十八节。
Chapter 12, verse 18.
说话浮躁的，如刀刺人。智慧人舌头却为一人的良药。
18. There is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health.
这里要告诉我们讲话的另外一种智慧。
It is another wisdom in our speech.
其实有时候不是你说什么话。
Sometimes it's not about the content.
是在乎你在什么情绪的时候讲这句话。
But it's about the mood when you say it.
啊，当然，说话的用词要小心的选择。
Of course, you have to be careful in your words.
但是为什么有一些人呢会用很重的话去伤害到所爱的人呢
？But why is it some people will use their words to hurt the ones they love?
平常不会讲，不用这种词的，不用那么恶毒的，或者是那么生气的。
Maybe they won't usually use words that are so angry.
啊，又是你爱的人，你怎么会这样骂他呢？
If someone you love someone, why would you yell at them?
就是因为啊，你说话的时候心情很烦躁，很浮躁。
Because when you talk, you are in a bad mood.
你有没有发觉啊？当你情绪很好的时候啊，心中很愉快的时候，你讲话会比较慢。
Have you noticed that when you're in good mood, you will talk slower?
当你很急的时候，或者是情绪上来的时候，讲话会比较快。
When you are in a rush, you will talk faster.
你看哦，骂人的时候速度会快是吗？
When you yell at people, do you talk fast?
很少人骂人的时候这样骂的。我现在骂你咯。
No one will say, I am yelling at
you. 我数到三哦，你要听清楚哦。
Listen carefully, I'm counting to three.
骂人都讲很快的，像我这样子，听了没有？
When they yell at people, they will talk very fast.
这个就是情绪。
And that's about emotions.
啊，所以当你讲话越来越快的时候，你的情绪上来了。
When you talk faster, then your emotions are stirred up.
圣经说每一个人都有情绪。
Bible says everyone has emotions.
但是呢，有智慧的人呢，你情绪上来的时候呢，最好就是少说一点话。
But someone who is wise, when they are stirred up, they will talk less.
或是忍住。
Or you can hold it.
像夫妻一样。
Like husband and wife.
你说有夫妻不吵架的吗？
Are there couples that don't fight?
有夫妻不顶嘴的吗？
Are there couples that don't argue?
有夫妻说意见都完全一样的吗？
Are there couples that have always had the same opinions?
有没有？
Is there?
如果你看到有的话，那个是假的。
If you see one, that's fake.
因为两个人不一样，怎么会什么想法都一样呢？
Because they're different, how can they be all the same?
但是为什么有一些夫妻比较有智慧？
But how come some couples are wiser?
哇，他看到太太生气。
When the husband sees the wife,
先生也很生气，但是知道说不能一起生气。
The husband's also angry, but they know that they cannot be angry at the same time.
忍一下。
You can hold it.
不能两个硬碰硬。
You cannot go head to head.
你也浮躁，我也浮躁的话。
You're in a bad mood, and I'm also in a bad mood.
就等于拿一把刀啊，去伤害对方。
Then it's as if you're taking a sword to kill the other one.
现在如果你去厨房拿一把刀去刺对方的话，肯定会让他受伤。
If you take a wife from the kitchen and pierce another person,
你绝对不会这样做。
You will not do it.
除非你已经发神经了。
Unless you're insane.
你控制不了自己了。
You cannot control yourself.
你把切牛肉的刀去砍对方。
You take the knife in the kitchen to.
但是伤害人更深的。是言语。
But what hurt people more is words.
有一些时候你讲一句话，对方记住一辈子。
Some things you say, people can remember.
有一对夫妻刚结婚，新婚之夜。
There is a newlywed couple on the first night.
那很开心婚礼结束了。
It's very joyful and they just finished the wedding.
但是呢，回到房间了，剩两个人了。
When they return to the room, it's only them two.
那个太太就跟先生讲
，And the wife says to the husband，
可能他觉得自己是半开玩笑
，Perhaps she thought she was joking。
来了，现在是你的人了
，I'm yours now。
其实我有选择的话，也不会嫁给你。
If I have a choice, I would not marry you。
没选择
，But I did not have a choice。
年纪大了
，I'm too old。
就是你的了
，I'm yours。
他以为自己可能讲起这种话来，可能有点好笑，或者是有点有趣。
She thought she was being funny。
但是他先生本来就是个自卑的人。
But her husband had low self-esteem.
一听他讲这句话
，When he heard this，
这句话不得了了，一辈子记住。
He remembered it for his whole life.
原来你根本不是真心的爱我。
You did not truly love me.
你是因为没有选择才嫁给我。
You married me because you had no choice.
这句话一直在他夫妻之间成为一个破口。
And this word became a wound in their marriage.
到老了都没有办法修补。
Until they're old, they still cannot fix it.
所以有人说东西可以乱吃，话真的不能乱讲。
People say can eat anything, but you cannot say anything.
你吃了不干净的东西，顶多就多跑厕所两三次。
When you eat something dirty, you go to a restroom more.
明天就没事了。
You'll be fine tomorrow.
但是你讲错一句话，这个影响是一辈子的。
But when you say something wrong, it influences your life.
尤其是你浮躁的时候讲的话。
Especially when you're in a rush.
有一个爸爸很生气他儿子。
One father was very angry at his child.
其实这个儿子也没有做什么。
The son didn't do anything wrong.
就是没有按照他。这个做爸爸的理想去做人去生活而已。
It's just that he did not live up to his expectations.
也不是做什么坏事。
He didn't do anything wrong.
那个爸爸骂他的时候很生气。
But when the father yelled at him, he was very angry.
早知道你这样子。
He said, if anything,
你出生的时候我就把你掐死了。
I will choke you when you were born.
哇，这句话也像把刀割到儿子的心里。
It's like a sword piercing to the heart.
原来你不喜欢我。
You did not like me.
原来你不喜欢我活着。
You did not want me to live.
哇，这句话困扰了这个年轻人很久。
And this young man remembered it for a long time.
所以，当你生气的时候，最好不要说话。
So when you're angry, it's better not to talk.
忍着。
you just hold it.
因为不然的话，你这个话就好像一把刀一样。
Or else your words will be like a sword.
啊，在新闻里面也有一段这个真实的新闻。
And there is a news.
两夫妻啊，带着一个孩子啊，去逛那个shopping center.
A couple brought their children to the shopping mall.
不晓得怎么样，两个年轻夫妻吵起架来。
A couple got into a fight.
那先生又讲出一句话。
And the husband said,
你呀、啊。你没用了，你跳楼死了算。
You're useless, just kill yourself.
这个太太呢，有点产后忧郁症。
And this wife had depression.
本来就有点精神的这种不是很稳定。
And she was not stable.
听了这句话，马上把 baby 放下，就是在那个商场里面，因为是圆形，中间是空的嘛，她就跳下去了，就死掉了。
And when she heard this, she left her child and jumped off.
啊，一句话。
It's because of his word.
可以杀人。
You can kill someone.
啊，所以啊，圣经告诉我们，你说话浮躁的话，真的好像刀刺人。
So Bible tells us, the words can, pierce someone like a sword.
但是有时候你每天刺人，每天不觉得。
Sometimes when you pierce someone, you don't notice.
啊，你自己被人刺的时候就很伤心。
But when you are pierced, you become very hurt.
怎么可以这样讲话
？How can you say such things?
但是自己呢，就常常去刺别人。
But you pierce others all the time.
通常我们会去刺的都是我们所爱的人。
We usually pierce those who we love.
你不相信？你想想看，你对你老板怎么讲话的
？If you don't believe it, how do you talk to your boss?
你跟你同事怎么讲话的
？How do you talk to your coworkers?
你敢乱讲话吗
？Can you say anything you want?
谁会让你乱讲乱骂
？Who will let you yell at?
那回到家里了，亲爱的人了，放松了。
But when you go home, those who you love,
想骂就骂。
You relax and you yell at them.
想讽刺就讽刺。
You want to be sarcastic?
哎，这样子的话，真的会伤人。
Then you truly hurt them.
另外一种。言语的恶果就是搬弄是非的话。
Another result of bad speech is to
gossip.
And to gossip.
我们看这个十七章。
Let's look at chapter 17.
二十节。
Verse 20.
十七章二十节。
Chapter 17, verse 20.
心存邪僻的寻不着好处，舌弄是非的陷在祸患中。
Verse 20, he who has the deceitful heart finds no good, and he who has a perverse tongue falls into evil.
啊，这里翻成 perverse tongue， 要翻成中文翻成搬弄是非，就是很喜欢在别人的背后说人家的是非。
A perverse tongue refers to someone who likes to talk behind other people's back.
啊，这也不是一种正直的舌头。
And that's not a righteous tongue.
我们呢，如果你对别人有什么意见
，If you have some opinions about others，
如果你为对方真的是好。
And you have good intention.
你就鼓起勇气在他面前说你不好。
Then you will brave up and tell them.
我对你很有意见。
I have many opinions.
我对你的行为我不能接受。
I cannot accept your behaviors.
我对你的言语我不能接受。
I cannot accept your speech.
你有勇气就去当面跟他讲。
If you have courage, you will tell them in their face.
但是很多人没有勇气。
But many people don't have this courage.
或者事情又没有搞清楚。
Or that they don't understand the situation.
听到别人说某某人怎么样，他就很生气。
They heard someone talk about someone else and they get angry.
那又很喜欢把这个消息告诉别人。
And they like to tell it to other people.
哇，这个就叫搬弄是非。
And that's a perverse tongue.
啊，这个就是神不喜欢的舌头啊。
And God does not like this.
啊，有一句话说，好的东西传得比较慢。好的东西传得很慢啊。
And there is a saying that good things they don't pass very quickly.
比如说你今天洗了一个厕所，好像不会有人帮你传回去台湾。
For example, if you clean the toilet now, no one will talk about it in Taiwan.
哦，你今天做了一个错事了，哇，几百个人帮你传。
But if you do something wrong, then hundreds of people will spread it for you.
这是人的软弱。
This is the weakness of man.
人对别人的软弱、隐私、错误有很高度的兴趣。
The mistakes and privacy of other people. People are very interested.
但是神不喜欢这样。
But God does not like this.
你爱那个人，你对他有意见，你就去劝他。
If you love someone and you have opinion, you will tell them.
你没有这个勇气劝他，你就不要讲话。
If you don't have the courage to tell them, then don't talk.
不然的话，你会把自己陷在祸患里面。
Or else you will fall into this trap.
你会把别人也放在祸患里面。
And you will make other people fall into this sin as well.
哦，所以我们要有这种习惯。
So let's make this a habit.
远离是非。
To forsake gossip.
来教会敬拜神，远离是非。
When you come to worship God, don't gossip.
跟你灵性没有造就的，不想听。
Something that is not edifying, you don't listen.
有人跟你说，我告诉你一个秘密，你等一下，等一下，什么秘密？跟我进天国也没有关系的。
When someone said, "Let me tell you a secret," you said, "Hold up."
会不会对我信仰有关系
的 ？Salvation is it related to my faith?
会让我听了更软弱呢？我已经很软弱了，你还要跟我讲这个，会不会让我更软弱
？I'm already weak, and if you tell me, I'm going to be weaker.
啊，想清楚，你再告诉我。
After you think about it, then you can tell me.
哎，这个要很小心，远离是非。
Be careful and don't gossip.
管那么多事做什么？
Why you don't have to mind other people's
business? 你要管到每一个人的事做什么？
Why do you need to care about everyone else?
你要管到每一个国家每一个教会发生的事做什么？
Why do you have the need to control what happens in other countries?
人家软弱，人家跌倒，人家有什么做的不好，关你有什么事？
Someone else falls, someone else fails. What does it have to do with you?
不要很喜欢去掺一脚。
Don't mind other people's business.
更不要去播散谣言。
And don't spread gossip.
神很不喜欢 IBM.
God does not like.
你们知道什么 IBM 吗？
IBM.
啊，这个是老人家就知道的笑话了。International Big Mouth. 这是 IBM. 神不喜欢 IBM.
God does not like IBM.
啊，国际大嘴巴。哇，但现在以前都是说哦，听了个消息，马上打电话回台湾。
In the past, when you hear a news, you would call back to Taiwan.
现在电话都不用打，一个手机叫 WhatsApp 出去了。
Nowadays, you don't even need to pick up the phone; you just message them.
福音不去传，闲话很会传。
You don't spread the gospel, but you spread gossip.
哇，这个是对不起神。
This is wrong in God's eyes.
所以啊，不要搬弄是非。
So don't gossip.
我曾经看到一个塑胶袋。
One time, I saw a plastic bag.
那个公司做的塑胶袋质量很好。
A company made this plastic bag.
他说：“如果你对本公司有什么不满意，请告诉我们。”
On the plastic bag it says, "If you have suggestions, please tell us."
如果你很满意，请告诉别人。
If you are satisfied, tell other people.
哇，蛮好的啊。
That's a good.
所以你可以做一个 T-shirt.
So you can make that into a T-shirt.
啊，写下你对我不满意，告诉我。
If you have suggestions, please tell me.
啊，对我很满意。
If you are very satisfied,
也不用告诉别人了，谦卑一点啊。
You don't need to tell other people because I want to be humble.
所以圣经里面这个箴言呢，常常说，讲话真的要很小心。
The Bible says, Proverbs says, be careful in your speech.
有人这样讲了，我讲错了，我刚刚讲错了，对不起，我收回我说刚刚所讲的话。
Some people will say, I take it back, I didn't mean it.
可以收回吗？
Can you take it back?
就等于你把咖啡倒在别人身上，说，哎，对不起，我要收回我刚刚倒过来的咖啡。
When you spill coffee on someone else, can you say?I'm sorry, let me take it back.
衣服都脏了，给弄脏了，怎么收回？
And the clothes is already dirty, how can you take it back?
你永远不能收回你所讲的话。
You cannot take back your words.
就好像你不能收回你泼出去的水。
It's like you cannot take back the water you spill.
所以我觉得这个非常难啊，灵修啊。
But spiritual cultivation is very hard.
所以呢，我们要不用说都不讲话，但是呢，要经过大脑。
So it's not that we cannot talk, but we need to use our brain.
有人说了，哎呀，多讲多错，小做小讲小错，这回到家我就不跟老婆讲话。
Some people say,
安全最安全。
I don't make mistakes if I don't talk, then they don't talk to their wife.
不跟儿子讲话。
They don't talk to their son when they go home.
这也不行，你不讲话也是不对。
But that's also wrong.
啊，因为你不是植物人嘛。
Because you're not a vegetable.
也不是中风不能讲话嘛。
It's not that you have a stroke, you cannot talk.
你还是有嘴巴，还是要讲话。
You have a mouth, you have to talk.
那还是要谨慎一点。
Just be careful.
讲话的要想一想。
Before you talk, think about it.
不然的话呢，讲错话的就会得罪神，也得罪人了。
Or if you say something wrong, you offend God and you offend others.
通常会讲错话的人呢，都是比较爱讲话的人。
Usually those who say the wrong things, they like to talk a lot.
比较不会讲，还有不爱说话的，还有讲话不是很会讲话的人，讲错话的机会少一点。
And those who don't like to talk, they will make less mistakes.
有一些人自己觉得自己很有趣，拿别人开玩笑，这个也是讲错话。
Some people think they're very funny and they joke about others.
有一些人是很生气的时候，讲太多了。
Or when they get angry, they will talk a lot.
所以我们越会讲话的人，你越小心。
So those who are good at speaking, be careful.
就好像不会游泳的人很少淹死。
Just like those who don't know how to swim, they don't drown.
因为他根本不下水。
Because they don't go into the waters.
就少了很多淹死的机会。
Then they don't drown.
通常自己以为会游泳，但是又不是游得很好的，又跳到那个危险的水里面。
And those who think they're good at swimming, they go into deep waters.
所以讲话通常速度比较快的，又很会讲话，又很会开玩笑的，那我们就特别小心。
So those who are funny and talk very fast, be careful.
主耶稣啊，他真的很谨慎他的言语。
And Lord Jesus was very careful in his speech.
他被试探的时候，他都不会很急的讲话出来。
When he was tempted, he was not in a rush.
那些人要试探主耶稣，怎么样处置这个女人？
Those who they wanted to tempt Jesus and say, how can we take care of this woman?
这个女人是在行奸淫的时候被抓的。
This woman committed adultery.
你说要不要把她用石头打死？
Shall we stone him?
按照摩西的律法。
According to the law of Moses.
如果主耶稣说是，要把她打死。
If Lord Jesus says, yes, stone her.
那他们就告罗马政府了。
Then they will go up to the Roman government.
如果主耶稣说不用，不用，不用把他打死。
If Lord Jesus says, don't stone her.
你不守摩西的律法。
Okay, you're not obeying the law of Moses.
所以主耶稣没有马上回答。
So Lord Jesus did not answer.
在地上画字。
He drew on the ground.
大家一直逼他，赶快讲，赶快讲。
People forced him to talk.
主耶稣继续画字。
The Lord Jesus continued to draw.
最后慢慢的起来。
In the end, he rose slowly.
他不是说是还是不是。
He did not say yes or no.
谁没有罪，就拿第一块石头去丢他吧。
Whoever has no sin can pick up the first stone.
主耶稣有智慧。
Lord Jesus had wisdom.
不用急着回答。
He wasn't in a rush to answer.
也不用跳到别人的圈套里面。
He did not need to go into their trap.
所以这个都是要祷告，求神给我们智慧。
And requires wisdom, requires prayer to give our wisdom.
那要怎么来克制自己的这个语言呢？
So how do we control our speech?
那箴言要给我们几节圣经非常的好。
And there are a few verses in Proverbs that are very important.
我们来看这个15章第一节。
Let's read chapter 15, verse 1.
15章的第一节。
Chapter 15, verse 1.
回答柔和，使怒消退；言语暴戾，触动怒气。
Verse one, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger.
首先呢，别人生气的时候，我们心里要默祷。
First, when other people get angry, we need to pray in silence.
哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
主啊，帮助我不要讲错话。
Lord, help me not to say anything wrong.
你很想骂人的时候，要心里默祷。
When you want to rebuke others, you need to pray in silence.
先练习，你开车的时候被人家切线没打灯，在前面踩 brake 的时候，你很想骂他，对不对？
When you're driving, when someone call you off, you want to yell at them.
其实你骂他，他也听不到。
When you yell at them, they cannot hear it.
你是骂了之后自己比较开心而已。
When you yell at it, yell at them, you
那种情绪发泄出来而已。
You express your emotion.
试试看，别人在你面前挡着你的时候，你心里哈利路亚。
But try it if someone call you off.
赞美主耶稣。
Pray in silence and praise the Lord.
练三次。
You say it three times.
试试看哦，真的去用心去念哈利路亚赞美主。
Try three times, say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
帮助我，让我不要生气。
Lord, help me not to get angry.
因为心里生气才会讲错话。
Because when you're angry, you say wrong things.
你没有怒气的时候，或者那个怒气忍住的时候呢，那个话就不会伤人。
But when you suppress your anger, you will not hurt others.
慢一点，温柔一点。
Take it slow and be gentle.
尤其是对你所爱的人。
Especially to the ones you love.
那有时候你不懂得回答的时候，你心中就默祷。
Sometimes we don't know how to answer, you can pray in silence.
那主啊，会亲自教导你怎么样在每一个情况当中要用适当的言语来回答。
The Lord will teach you how to answer appropriately in any situation.
25章的第11节。
In chapter 25, verse 11.
25章的11节。
25 verse 11.
一句话说的何宜，就如金苹果在银网子里。
11, a word freely spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver.
一句话说得何宜啊。
A word freely spoken.
什么叫说得何宜呢？
What does it mean to speak freely?
第一，对的态度。
First, it's the right attitude.
第二，对的内容。
Second, the right content.
第三，对的时间。
Third, it's the right timing.
再来，对的动机。
And the last, the right motivation.
这几样都对的。
If they're all right.
话不一定很多哦。
You don't need a lot of words.
这是一句，不是十句。
Not just one word.
对的话，一句就够了。
If it's right, you only need one word.
该安慰就安慰。
You need to comfort, then you comfort.
该提醒就提醒。
When it's time to remind, you remind.
你把它浓缩很精华的一句就够了。
You can concentrate it into a short sentence.
有一些父母很爱儿女，但是也很会念。
Some parents love their children, but they nag.
就好像录音机一样，每天讲一样的这个录音带。
It's like a tape recorder. They will.Play the same thing.
讲了十几趟，十几遍。
They will say it 10 times.
孩子说：“你已经讲了15遍了。
”The child will say, "You've said it 15 times."
父母就会说：“如果你听，我就不用讲15遍，所以还要再讲，讲到你听为止。
”Parents said, "Because you did not listen, so I have to speak so much."
有时候太过啰嗦也不好。
Sometimes it's not good to nag.
听的话，一句就听了。
If they want to listen, they will listen one time.
不听的话，一百句也不听了。
If they don't listen, you say 100 times.
一句话说的刚刚好。
It was freely spoken.
说到心里面去
，and goes into the heart.
你不要说他在忙，他打电动的时候，或者他在忙功课的时候，在旁边念他。
When they're busy with homework or they're playing video games, you don't need to nag them.
或者是你太太在炒菜，那个上火，那个火都很大的时候，你去跟他讲一些很重要的事情。
With the wife when they're cooking in heat, you need to tell them something important.
你要跟人家讲话的时候，你要考虑时间、地点、情绪。
When you talk to someone, you need to consider the place and the time.
想想他的心态。
And think about their attitude.
不要用你的心态去想。
Not use your own attitude.
哎呀，你要去劝勉他之前，可能要先鼓励他一下。
When you want to encourage them.
哎呀，其实我已经知道你做得很不错。
I already know that you do very well.
那下次我们一起再努力，好不好？
And next time we'll try harder.
这样就鼓励的话呢？
That's encouraging.
哦，像给你们考试箴言。
And we test you in Proverbs.
我知道你们很尽力了。
I know you've tried.
啊，没有背到三十句，十句也不错。
And you did not memorize 30 verses. 10 verses is good enough.
你们就很开心的嘛。
And you're very happy about it.
啊，是不是？所以一句话说的合宜。
A word fairly spoken.
你试试看，你说的合宜的话，对方听了会笑的。
And try it.
会很开心的。
People when people hear it, they will be very happy.
就算被你提醒，也是很开心的。哇，那个高招。
Even when they're reminded, they will be very happy.
因为啊，你是真心说到他的心里面去。
Because you're using your heart to speak into their heart.
我在想到幻想这个图片了，一个金做的苹果放在银的网子里面。
Many times I imagine a golden apple in the settings of silver.
希望以后有人做珠宝的，可以做这个金苹果配银网子。
Hopefully someone will make such a jewelry.
啊，然后我买，我们可以买一个小的放在家里，每天讲话之前再看看它。
Then I'll buy one and put it in my house, and I will look at it whenever I talk.
很宝贵啊。
It's very precious.
但是其实控制语言还不是最重要的。
But actually, controlling our speech is not the most important.
你要从根本开始控制。
You need to control the root.
不是只是控制嘴巴，买一条那个封条贴在嘴巴里面。
It's not just to tape up your mouth.
要怎么可以控制我们的语言呢？
How can we control our speech?
其实我们的语言是从心里面开始。
Our speech comes from our heart.
好，我们看马太福音十二章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 12.
马太十二章三十四节。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 34.
马太十二章三十四节。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 34.
毒蛇的种类，你们既是恶人，怎么能说出好话来呢？因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
34. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, mouth speaks.
如果你心里充满什么，嘴巴就说什么。
What's in your heart, you will say.
你心里面常充满怨恨哦，你看到人，你就会埋怨。
If your heart is full of hatred, you will say hateful words.
你心中充满愁苦啊，你讲出来的话就很哀怨。
If your heart is full of sorrow, then you will say sad words.
你心中充满愤怒，你开口就骂人。
If your heart is full of wrath, you will yell at people.
心中你充满诡诈，你每一句话都是有谎言。
If your heart is full of deceit, then you will lie.
所以不是从嘴巴控制嘴巴。
So it's not to just control our mouth.
我们要求神改变我们的心。
We need to ask God to change our heart.
每天灵修，主啊，今天我讲出来的话能够带给别人恩典。
To spiritual cultivate every day and to speak edifying words.
要讲什么话呢？
And what can we say?
我们看这个以弗所书。
Let's look at Ephesians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
二十九，第四章二十九节。
Chapter 4, verse 29.
以弗所四章二十九。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29.
污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers.
污秽的话一句都不要讲。
Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth.
现在的电影啊，好像 要找一片没有骂脏话的，好像很难，除了迪士尼的那些之外。
It's very hard to find movies outside of Disney that does not curse.
啊，搞不好以后迪士尼的也会有骂脏话的。
Maybe in the future, Disney movies will also have curses.
但是呢，这里说污秽的话、骂人的、脏话了，一句不可以出口。
But here it says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth.
那说什么呢？
What can we say then?
造就人的好话。
Is we say what is edifying.
造就在原文就是建立，你帮他 build up， 帮他建立起来。
Edifying refers to building up.
你建立他的信心。
You build up someone's faith.
父母讲话不要每一句话都打击儿女的信心啊。
When parents talk, they cannot always attack their children.
圣经说你爱你的儿女，但是不要惹儿女的气。
Bible says don't stir up your children.
哦，什么叫不要惹儿女的气？
What does it mean to not stir up your children?
有一些父母啊，很想儿女好，但是呢，又不知道怎么样来鼓励他，所以用负面的话来刺激他。
Many parents have good intentions, but they use negative words to signal.
怎么都没有用，你看别人，你看隔壁那个。
You're so useful, look at this person.
你看教会某某某，你能不能像他一点？
Look at so-and-so in church, can you be like them?
你像不能不能像你哥哥？
Can you be like your brother?
能不能像你妹妹？
Can you be like your sister?
很奇怪，你有没有像我跟我哥哥一样高？
You didn't give me same height.
也没有生的长得一样样子，为什么要我跟他一样
？And was not born the same. Why do I have to be?
但是父母有这时候就用负面的话刺激。
But parents usually a lot of times will use negative words.
圣经说呢，你讲话要把别人建立起来。
But Bible says when you talk, you need to build them up.
你才能够真正帮助到他。
Then you can truly help them.
要叫听见的人得益处。
So that those who hear it will be edified.
有一个弟兄啊。
There is a brother.
他信主之前。他常常骂脏话。
Before he believed in the Lord, he always cursed.
因为他心中有很多的愤怒在里面。
Because he was full of wrath.
从小长大，他的家庭也不是很美满。
When he was growing up, he did not have a perfect family.
他的环境里面常常自己是被咒骂的这种长大的。
And he was constantly yelled at.
所以他在上班的地方，也是开口闭口都是骂脏话。
So when he goes into work, he will curse a lot.
但是自从信了主之后
，But after he believed in the Lord,
他觉得我要改。
He thought he needed to change.
我已经当了基督徒了。
I'm a Christian now.
不能再这样子开口闭口就骂人。
I cannot always curse.
所以他祷告。
And he prayed.
求主耶稣帮助他。
He asked the Lord to help him.
这个很奇妙。
And was very amazing.
就是说真的有帮他。
The Lord helped him.
上班的地方。
When he goes into work.
洗礼之后他就不骂脏话。
After he was baptized, he no longer cursed.
那同事忍不住问他。
And his co-workers asked him.
你是不是今天不舒服？
Are you not feeling well?
怎么没骂人，没火啊
？How come you didn't yell at people?
他说我不是生病啊。
He said I wasn't sick.
我信了耶稣啊。
I believe in the Lord.
我上个礼拜去洗礼。
I was baptized last week.
那个水还很冷。
And the water was cold.
去活水的。
I went to the living water.
按照圣经啊。
According to the Bible.
所以现在我不会用脏话骂你。
So I will not yell at you with curse.
但是我还是会骂你，只是不用脏话而已。
But I will still yell at you.
你们工作做不好，我还是会骂你，但是不会用脏话。
If you don't do a good job, I will still yell at you.
哇。就是荣耀神的名啊
！To glorify God's name，
所以一句话说的何以
？So word fully spoken，
真的是金苹果在银网子里面。
Is an apple of gold in the silver setting。
所以我们真的是要求主耶稣帮助我们。
So we need to ask the Lord to help us。
再来啊，箴言告诉我们说，要克服我们的贪念。
And Proverbs also tell us to control our greed。
人都有贪念。
Everyone is greedy.
如果有人说我从不贪心
，If someone says I'm not greedy,
这个也是骗人的。
That's lying.
这个世界只有分大贪跟小贪而已。
In this world, there is only big greed and small greed.
贪是人的本性。
And greed is the nature of man.
你想想看，我们有没有拿不是真正属于自己的东西
？Let's think about if we have taken anything that does not belong to us.
上班了，有文件了，有纸啊，有笔啊，有什么样的？拿一些回家用嘛，小孩子需要嘛，对不对
？When you go into work, you take
福利嘛，这个是公司福利嘛。
It's the benefit of the company.
多少拿一点
？I'll take some.
那以前去坐飞机，那个杯子啊，什么刀叉，也都是金属的，现在没有什么好拿了，都是塑胶的。
In the past, when you go on airplane, they have plates and forks are that metal.
以前还有刀啊叉，用金属的杯子、玻璃的时候，拿一些回家用做纪念品啊。
When they used to be metal, then you take them home.
所以回到家了，又有国泰、华航的啦、新航的啦，什么都有啊。
Then you have all types of airlines plates.
这个都是人的贪念。
And that's the greed of man.
很多人都有做过这种事。
And many people do this.
但是呢，我们信了主之后
，But after we believe in the Lord,
就要靠着主耶稣克服自己的贪。
Through Lord Jesus, we need to control our greed.
因为贪呢会带来非常不好的后果。
Because greed will bring bad results.
我们看这个十五章的第六节。
Let's look at chapter 15, verse 6.
十五章的第六节。
Chapter 15, verse 6.
一人家中都有财宝，恶人得利反受扰害。
6. In the house of the righteous there is much treasure, but in the revenue of the wicked is trouble.
为什么？恶人的家虽然有财力，但是有很多烦恼呢。
How come the wicked is rich, but they are troubled?
因为这种得财的方法是不对的。
Because they gain this wealth in wrong ways.
再来看二十七节。
Let's read verse 27.
贪恋财力的绕害己家，恨恶贿赂的必得存活。
27. He who is greedy for gain troubles his own house, but he who hates bribes will live.
人会做错误的决定啊，通常都是跟贪念有关系。
When someone makes that bad decisions, it's usually from greed.
小有小贪，大有大贪。
There is small greed and big greed.
贪十块也是贪，贪十一也是贪。
When greedy for $10 or $10 billion,
通常贪十一之前也会贪十块。
When you're greedy for $1 billion, you'll be greedy for $10.
所以如果能够做到不属于自己的， 一根头发一张纸都不要的，就才把爸靠主能够做得成功。
So when you can not take anything that does not belong to you, then you're successful.
我们看社会上很多的新闻，
And we see many news in society.
很多政客当总统的时候，
There are many politicians when they're president.
可能对国家做了一些贡献，
Maybe they've done much for the country.
但是一下台之后呢，被人家查探。
But when they resign, they will be investigated.
有一些的还没有下台就被人家查了。
Or some before they will be investigated already.
有利益的冲突。
Because they've gained money.
本来是当总统或者是当国家领导的，结果呢就下到监牢里面。
They were leader of a country, but they were sent to jail.
这个是最极端的例子了。
And this is a dream example.
贪恋财力的绕害己家。
When you are getting troubles in his house.
那明明知道不对的。
They know it's wrong.
那为什么还是做呢？
Why do they do it?
因为对物质的欲望很大。
Because they have great desire for material.
所以他们就会这样去做。
So they will do such things.
所以我们信了主之后。
So after we believe in the Lord.
我们还是在工作的场所生活的圈子当中跟别人有很多利益的关系跟金钱的来往。
When we have much money dealings with those around us.
但是呢我们要想一想。
We need to think about this.
我在做任何的决定的时候有没有贪图财力。
Before I make any decision, am I greedy?
有没有做一些不合法的事情？
Am I doing anything illegal?
当然可以从小的地方看起了。
Of course, we can look at the little things first.
第一，先不要说有没有收回扣贿赂了。第一说，你心里面会不会很想要发达？
First, do you want to get rich?
有一次跟一个弟兄出去访问。
One time I visited with a brother.
访问完，那他说要去超市。办点事情。
After a visitation, he said he had to run an errand.
他叫我进去里面超市晃一晃。
He told me to go into the grocery market.
他说他要去另外一边做点事情。
He said he had some errands to do at another place.
我个人觉得超市没什么好晃的。
I thought that grocery market is very boring.
就很快打了一圈就出来就找他了。
I walked around and I looked for him.
结果他转身看我说：“哎，传道你怎么那么快？”
And he turned back and says, "Pastor, how come you're so fast?"
我说没有什么好买你在买什么？
I said I didn't have anything to buy. What are you buying?
用很尴尬的眼神看着我。
He looked at me awkwardly.
传道，明天开奖是200万。And
Pastor, tomorrow the
彩券明天开奖，所以我今天要买。
The lottery is up tomorrow. Then I have to buy today.
我说你买彩券，买那个 lottery
I said you buy lottery.
对呀。
He said yes.
如果主耶稣让我中了
，If Lord Jesus let me win it,
建堂就没有问题了。
Building chapel is no problem.
我说哇，你真的会想哦。
I said you think a lot.
如果主耶稣要用这种方法建堂的话，那就大家都中了，根本不用筹款那么辛苦了。
If Lord Jesus wants to build a chapel this way, then everyone will win lotteries.
但这样子会荣耀神吗
？Does this glorify God?
用这种赌博的方法拿到钱奉献给教会会荣耀神吗
？Through ways of gambling you offer to the church, does that glorify God?
但是他说他买了很久了，但是都没中。
He said he's bought a lottery for a long time, but he never won it.
我说你当然不会中。
I said, of course not.
你不要浪费这个钱，你用这个钱来请我喝咖啡还比较好。
Don't waste this money, just buy me coffee.
你是不会中的，神不会让你中的。
God will not let you win lottery.
提醒他。
I reminded him.
真的，我们每个人都有贪念。
Everyone is greedy.
魔鬼会知道，在不同的情况之下，会让这种贪念出现来试探我们。
And Satan will use this greed to tempt us.
譬如说你在工作的时候
，For example, when you work.
有人要你是替公司做事情，但是有人私底下要给你钱，给你回扣，让你去选择那个供应商。
And some suppliers will give you money under table and to have you.
这种钱你想不想收
？And are you going to take this money?
钱每个人都想要。
Everyone wants money.
但是你敢不敢收？
Are you dare to take?
有时你有信仰的人
，for someone with faith，
收了之后，每天可能怕被发现。
After you take it, you're scared to be caught.
至少神知道
，God knows，
魔鬼也知道
，and Satan knows。
你在神面前没有办法站立得住。
Before God, you cannot stand.
所以我们每天要在神面前帮助我们克服贪念。
So every day we have to control our greed.
当然，有一些贪不是说影响别人的。
Some greed does not influence others.
有一些是想说，我要去投资什么，我要去炒股票，我要发达。
Of course, some people will buy stocks or make investments.
只要你一有贪念
，Once you are greedy,
魔鬼就有工作的机会。
Then Satan has room to work.
有一个弟兄
There was a brother.
他本来好好的
，He was doing fine.
也退休了
，He was retired.
也拿了笔退休金了
，He has retirement money.
应该可以好好吃到老。
And supposedly he can live for a long time.
就是这个钱就够用了。
Because his money can support him.
他想说钱拿着会贬值。
But he thought that this money will shrink.
啊，那不如去投资。
Might as well invest.
学员就去炒股票。
He learned to buy stocks.
这个炒没几下。
But after buying a few stocks.
啊，可能一开始赚了一点。
Maybe at first he made some money.
注意啊，赌博啦，或者是炒股票，一开始都会赚哦。
And gambling and buying stocks, at first you will make money.
啊，不会说一下子让你亏的，因为你就是不会再买了。
They will not make you lose money in the beginning because you will stop buying.
一开始一定会赚。
In the beginning, you will definitely win.
啊，这样子呢，你会投入更多。
Then you will invest more.
到最后一次全部赔。
In the end, you will lose everything.
金融风暴，股灾。
When a crisis in economy,
全部退休金都没有了。
He lost all his retirement money.
哎呀，哭都没有用。
He didn't have time to cry.
为什么
？Why?
不满意现状，贪。
Because he was not satisfied,、
哦、
he was greedy.
啊，如果贪恋的话，欲望很大，那心中就没有平安。
Once he was greedy, he had no peace.
啊，所以圣经说，我们要以我们所有的为充足为感谢。
So Bible says we have to give thanks for what we have.
啊，主耶稣给我感谢够了，可以了。
The Lord gives, then we give thanks.
主耶稣给我多少，我也感谢。
Well, however much the Lord gives, we give thanks.
不要跟别人比较。
We don't need to compare.
啊，剩下的时间好好可以享受主耶稣给我们的一切。
With the time left, we can enjoy everything the Lord gives.
啊，没有什么压力。
We don't have pressure.
啊，做一做圣工。
We do holy works.
这样不是很好吗
？Isn't that good?
这个就是箴言告诉我们生活这样实际的智慧。
That's the wisdom that Proverbs teaches us.
所以箴言还有很多很多智慧。
There are many other wisdoms in Proverbs.
箴言有31章。
Proverbs have 31 chapters.
只有你一天读一章。
If you read one chapter a day.
叫我上来维他命，一天一颗。
Just like vitamins, you take one.
一天两颗也可以。
You can take two per day.
啊，每天读，哎，你真的会发觉。提醒自己。
You read it every day, then you remind yourself.
这样我们可以做好灵修的功夫。
So that we can do a good job in spiritual cultivation.
当然，灵修不是靠自己。
Of course, we do not rely on ourselves to cultivate.
我们还有圣灵帮助我们。
We have the help of Holy Spirit.
圣灵会借着我们所读到的话，心中产生力量。
The Holy Spirit will give the strength from the words we read.
让我们可以啊，克服自己的软弱。
So that we can control weaknesses.
离开神的国就越来越近了。
So we can draw closer and closer to the kingdom of heaven.
今天晚上我们就讲到这里。
And this concludes our sermon tonight.
我们唱诗341首。
Let's sing hymn 341. Please be seated.
现在我们一起来祷告。
Right now we will pray together.
我们祷告当中要求主耶稣进到我们的心里面。
In our prayers, we ask the Lord to enter into our hearts.
我们靠自己的意志力还没有办法完全可以克服自己的软弱。
Using our own will, we cannot completely control our weaknesses.
一定要靠圣灵的帮助。
We need to rely on the help of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣给我们力量。
To give us strength.
但首先我们要承认自己有这种软弱。
But first, we have to admit that we are weak.
我们要想想看，我们的嘴巴语言是不是在神面前有亏欠？
We have to think about do we lack in our speech before God.
我们里面是不是有剩下的贪心
？Do we have greed inside of us?
有很多不完全。
Is there imperfections?
我们要求主耶稣帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help.
那么也为明天的安息日整天的机会来祷告。
And we also pray for the service tomorrow Sabbath.
我们也继续为晨训班的学习的课程来祷告。
And we continue to pray for the classes in NYTS.
同心跪下祷告。
Let's pray.